Boney and the Black Virgin, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. What's to be done with a cunning father you have to chase from pub to pub? The truck is serviced and loaded with stores, and everything is ready for the 110 miles of blazing track to the old homestead, and the old man has to be chased from pub to pub. In this third year of severe drought covering the western half of New South Wales and a third of Queensland, there were three hotels in Mindy, on the River Darling, each within trotting distance of the others. They were oases within the shadows cast by stately pepper trees, and it was natural for anyone leaving one of them to make a straight line, or as straight as possible, to the next one. Old Man Downer was a knowledgeable man. He entered a hotel by the front, ranged to the bar counter, ordered a quicken, paid, winked at the barman, and departed via the backyard. There he would skulk like a film spy until his son entered the bar to inquire after him, and would trot swiftly to the next hotel, and every barman in cahoots with him. There stood the Downer's truck outside the only garage, and there angrily stalked young Eric Downer, into and out of the three hotels. And under a vast red gum tree in the small central space of Mindy stood Sergeant Morby, a bear-like man who moved lazily and spoke softly, and was ever gentle save when preserving the peace. "You're looking for your father?" he inquired mildly of young Eric Downer. "I just saw him go into the River Hotel." Hot and furiously angry, Eric halted before the sergeant. He was of average height, supple, nervously alert. His grey eyes were in sharp contrast to the sun-blackened face. A good school had left merely a faint trace of the backcountry accent. "Oh, you know how it is, Sergeant. Yes, up to his tricks again, eh? Longer he's in town, the more active he gets. He knows full well it's time we headed for home. He knows I've the truck loaded and ready to pull out. He's had a good binge, a month of it. He goes on like this every year. Break a fella's heart." "He's got his good points," commented the policeman, a chuckle rumbling low in his throat. "Never any trouble. Always polite and well-behaved. They don't make 'em like him these days, Eric. Anyway, I agree he's had it. You go in the front of the River Hotel, and I'll snaffle him when he comes out by the back."
"You won't charge him?" asked Eric uneasily. "Have to get going, you know."
"I know my job, young fella." Morby's eyes were minus guile. "Your dad would be the last character I'd jug."
"Thanks."
Eric strode into the River Hotel. "Seen the old man?" he asked, glaring at the barman.
"Yeah, I was here a minute ago. Must be out back," replied the publican, smirking. "Bit hard to locate this morning."